Mr. Izzo.
Is there a fourth occasion?
This, the public hearing.
No, Izzo first.
No?
You're gonna do Izzo first.
Excuse me, I'm wrong.
Give me your number.
He's got 5 minutes.
I got it on myself.
On the clock, public hearing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mr. Izzo.
Prior to the public hearing.
Yes.
We're sitting here, we just had a break in a couple of minutes, so I thought I'd answer the phone.
11 o'clock, your public hearing.
Public data is tentative, I guess, I don't know.
Is that a motion?
If I can just say, yeah, motion.
Well, you can, late this afternoon if you want. All right.
I'm 75, raise it dry.
Okay.
Good morning. One item on my agenda this morning is in reference to a series of balancing change orders for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. What I provided you is just a listing of the 5 different contracts that we had in Oak Orchard. We actually, for contract A, which was the Hopkins Force Main, was put in several years ago, and we actually had balanced the monetary quantities at that time, but we had not resolved a time extension for Hopkins. They had run a little bit over. Other than that, we are balancing the quantities for contracts B, C, D, and E. Contract B was with Bearing, served the Riverdale area. You see we have a large credit in balancing those quantities of $214,000.
We're trying to get even? Is that what we're trying to do, Mike?
I figured if you look at it in the big picture and we come out ahead, it looks a lot better than if I bring you in, you know, item by item. So
right.
We're trying to be concise
piecemeal
here.
Piecemeal it.
George and Lynch had the 2 pump stations, the smaller pump station across from the Oak Orchard Fire Hall, and then the large regional pump station down at the intersection of River Road and Chief Road. We have a contract increase of $1,000 for that. Has to do with adding additional phase monitors to coordinate with their VFDs, our variable frequency drives.
Right.
For contract D, that was a metric contract. That was basically downtown Oak Orchard. Basically, we ran over on some hot mix quantities. We had significant problems with the traffic control and existing utilities not being in the ground where those were. And also some additional contract time for them. That did increase our contract by $59,000. Contract E was just the tail of River Road, basically everything west of the regional pump station. Basically, that's just balancing bid quantities again, and most of the increase was due to increased cost due to the fuel adjustment for hot mix. But when you look at the bottom line picture, closing out all 5 contracts, we have a net credit of $136,000.
That's a great
and
job.
That will be beneficial to the rates of the sewer district.
Yeah.
And if there aren't any questions, I have a motion that I can read.
Go ahead.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Cave Associates Incorporated, and the engineering department, that the balancing change orders and time extensions for Sussex County project numbers 99-19-A, B, C, D, and E in Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District be approved as of this date.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, per the motion just read by Mr. Izzo. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, another good job, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you. It's now 11 a.m. Mr. Griffin, public hearing.
This is the advertised date and time for a public hearing concerning the proposed expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. You're being handed a copy of the proposed resolution and a copy of an area map showing the area to be added to the proposed to be added to the sewer district. We'll begin the public hearing with a brief presentation by members of the county engineering staff. After that has been completed, we will then open the floor to public participation in case members of the public are present who have any questions or concerns or objections to the proposal. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. John Ashman, Sussex County Engineering. This is a public hearing for the annex, the balance of the lands of BZ Builders, LLC, otherwise be known as Pepper Creek Crossing, to to the Dagsboro-Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District. The tax map parcel is 23311, parcel 224.02. The parcel is located on Main Street, south of the intersection of Main Street, Route 26 and Vines Creek Road. Which this is the parcel here. This is Clayton. The parcel was annexed into the town of Dagsboro on September 21st, 2004. The parcel is proposed to develop as Pepper Creek Crossing, 15 single-family dwellings. The area requesting annexation is contiguous to the existing district, with part of the parcel already in the district. The notices were posted on September 7th, 2006. It was advertised in the Wave on September 6th and the 13th. And to this date, I am not aware of any comments to Sussex County Engineering in opposition.
Any questions of Mr. Ashman by members of council?
So we're just doing the yellow part, and we're piecemealing around the two.
Yeah, we're doing the crosshatch area. That's the only.
That's the only area.
That's the only area that we're annexing. The yellow is already in the district.
Yellow is already in.
Okay. And about what kind of density are they talking about putting in there? Do you know?
It's 15 dwellings on 8.4 acres.
And we have ample capacity?
We do now, and we will. Yes, we will.
Thank you. Is there any further presentation that the engineering department wishes to make through any other witnesses?
I believe that's it.
Okay. Is there any member of the public present who would like to be heard? Mr. Kramer?
Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. This is one of my most favorite subjects.
Sure.
Stinking sewers. What I want to know, now I understand that this is going to be a higher density, right? If they go through.
About 2 units to the acre.
Huh?
About 2 units to the acre.
That's all?
Uh-huh.
So why are we wasting our money and our time? Let's look at some facts. You guys proclaim that you're saving the environment. You ain't saving diddly squat. Why not? Why don't you look at some real facts? Central sewage does more damage than a regular septic tank ever has. But oh no, we got to have central sewage.
We're giving it to them because they asked for it, man.
Well, if they're so stupid to ask for it, they ain't got enough brains to get out of it. Well, do they?
They're going to give us a check. We're going to give them sewage.
Yeah, but in the meantime, they don't understand they're going to pay hundreds and maybe $1,000 a year to go mess into a hole.
Well, who sets the rules, us or Denrec? Denrec.
First of all, tell Denrec go fly a kite. Who made them God?
God did himself.
And now let's look at some facts. Fact. Central sewage puts out tons of nitrates and tons of phosphorus, right? And where are you putting it? Oh, at one time we were really putting it into rivers and streams and everything. Yeah? So that wasn't being polluted? Now you say, oh, we can't do that no longer because we've got all this pollution. So you put it on land. Then you want to pitch a niche because the farmer comes along and also puts down fertilizers, nitrates, or what have you, and you're doing worse than he ever did. But you get all the credit because you saved the environment. No, you didn't. You just didn't save diddly squat. Because at some point, that water goes into that ground, the same as that nitrates did, and the same as that septic tank does, and it eventually gets to that bay, river, or what have you. And by the way, septic tanks don't even put out phosphorus.
You're correct there.
Huh?
Mr. Kramer, you seem awfully adverse on this subject. Do you,
why shouldn't I be? I've been studying it for years on end.
What are your qualifications to make?
Who's got qualifications? You know what? It's like this here. You may have went to college, but I'll tell you what. Right. That doesn't make you smart or doesn't make you fancy. As far as I'm concerned, it makes you a whole lot more uglier. Just because you got a college degree. In fact, I got a PhD. Yeah, where'd you get your PhD? Oh, it's called public high school diploma.
But what's ugly got to do with it?
Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
I'm not remember that one, Dan.
I want to know what ugly's got to do with any of that, though.
This is a public hearing, folks.
Oh, okay.
Is there any other member of the public here who would like to be heard concerning this proposal?
Not after that. Couldn't stand the pressure.
Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. The record of the public hearing will be closed. What's your pleasure, gentlemen? Is there a proposed, just read the resolution?
Yes, sir.
A resolution to extend the boundaries of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include Pepper Creek Crossing, lying west of Main Street and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve the resolution just read by legal counsel. Mr. Griffin, questions? Call for the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
The vote is yes. Gentlemen, I believe that completes your agenda.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips to adjourn at 11:08 hours. Question? All in favor, please, by saying aye.
Aye.
At the same time.
You got off easy today, John. Russell must have thrown it to us, said it wasn't going to be too bad on you.
He didn't call you ugly.